Welcome to this demonstration, exploring self-service reporting with SQL Server 2012 PowerView. I'm Peter Myers, I'm a SQL Server MVP and a mentor with SolidQ. So the starting point for this demonstration is that I have a PowerPivot workbook. So this is a tabular model that can be used as a data source for PowerView. And so I'm going to navigate to my PowerPivot gallery, and on the Documents ribbon, I go ahead and upload the PowerPivot workbook. This workbook represents sales analysis information. And so now that that is uploaded to the gallery, this is a launch point for the PowerView authoring experience. So note here on the right-hand side, I can click to create the PowerView report. And that then opens up the PowerView designer based on the tabular model embedded into the Excel workbook. So a familiar interface is what we see. The ribbon, at first a home ribbon, very familiar for those that are already working with Office. The canvas then allows me to go ahead first of all and provide a title for the report. So I'll name this Sales Analysis. Here on the ribbon I can open up the filters area, and in order to define a filter that will be used to filter all data in this first view named Sales Analysis, I use the field list located here on the right side. So I expand the date table to reveal that there are three fields, and it's my intention to filter by a particular quarter. So I drag the quarter and drop it into the filter pane. And here in the filter area, I then select the filter value for calendar year 2004, quarter one. To save space, I collapse that filter area. And to introduce the first report then, couldn't be simpler than a single click of the product table. The salesperson table. Alright, and when I click it, because the model author had defined a default field set, those default fields, including the image of each of my salespeople, appears on the report as a table. So what I'm going to do is change the visualization across to become a card. And so now we see for each employee we have this card. I can resize it. So now I can see four of those cards. And I can also convert this to tiles. So here on the design ribbon, when I tile it, we now see that the images for each of the salespeople appear across the top and that we have the card embedded inside. And now clicking inside, I can create a new report based on my product table. So here in the field list, I select the category, subcategory. I'm interested in the sales analysis for this salesperson. So under reseller sales, I select the sales measure, and note down here is where the table layout is designed. So basically this table, tiling by photo, includes category, subcategory, and the sum of sales. I do have the ability to modify the aggregate function, so I'm more interested in the average sales that were achieved. And then finally bring in the profitability. And then what I can do is resize this as necessary. So note the way with convenience now, I can select another salesperson. We see the card here showing details like phone number, and then I have the details broken down by category, subcategory, average sales, and the profitability achieved, all for calendar year 2004, quarter one. Remember that I have filtered the entire view. Now to introduce a new report on the canvas and inside this view, I just click into a blank area, and then I can start defining a new report simply by selecting fields in the field list. So here in the product table, I select category, and then on the reseller table, I'm interested in a breakdown by business type, and then I'd like to see the sales. So the default behavior when you create a report like this is to introduce a table, as we see here. But with this selected, I can also switch across and say that I'd like to see this as something different. Hold on, the sales didn't come in. I'd like to see this as a column visualization. And so now when I resize this, okay, and I'm going to switch this across to full screen so it's easier for you to see there in demonstration. Okay, so what we then see is the ability for us to understand what the sales were by category and business type. When I hover over one of the segments of the bars, we get a tooltip that shows us details. Now what's even cooler is that when I click this, you'll see the selection then of the warehouse bike sales filters the corresponding reports on the same view. So now for David Campbell, I get to see the breakdown of the category subcategories, average sales and profitability. Let's take a look at it for value-added resellers. And again, it updates. What was going on for Garrett, the salesperson? And then we can see the value-added bike sales for Garrett. To clear that filter, I just click in a blank area of that chart and it resets it and no longer applies that filter. To return to the design mode, I click Escape. And then what I'm going to do is introduce another report in the bottom right corner of the canvas. So I click in this area, and that allows me to define a new report using the field list. And this time I select from the salesperson table, the salesperson. I'd like to know what sales they achieved, profitability, and the number of orders. And again, by default, we get to see that we have a table report. But on the design ribbon, I change this across to scatter. Let me go ahead and resize. Now in the bottom right corner, we get to see the layout for this report. What I'm going to do is introduce also a play axis, so we can animate the scatter chart across time. So a convenient way to do this is either drag and drop, or I come to my month field, click this down arrow, and say add as the play axis. So to view this, I can hover over the top right corner, and I can pop it out. And now we get to see this report. We can hover over the bubbles, and we get a tooltip describing statistics about what they represent. And I think the coolest feature, in my opinion anyway, is that we can go ahead and animate. So here we are animating across the months in that quarter to see what the sales were that were achieved. And note that when I click on one of the bubbles, you get to see the paths that it followed. You can click over the different bubbles across time to see statistics. For example, here for Shu Ito in March 2004, this is what she achieved. Here is what she achieved also in March 2004, but I guess a different date in March. Okay, then I can go ahead and I can pop it back in. And then I just click in a blank area to reset that filter because it's filtering across the rest of the report. Okay, so there you see. I think what's really cool about this reporting tool is that with minimal clicks, and that was very much the design principle, with as few clicks as possible, there's the ability to create this presentation, highly interactive, rich report. So let me take it one step further, because a report consists of views. By default, it's a single view. Think of these like PowerPoint presentations with multiple slides. Here we have a presentation with one slide. On the home ribbon, I go and introduce a new view. And so now we have two views inside this report. I click the title and I press the delete key to remove it. And what I'm going to do is introduce a very simple report here that is based on the category and the sales achieved for the category. Now note that views don't inherit the filters from the previous view. The filter area is actually empty. The filters that I applied in the first view do not carry across to the second. So basically what we're seeing here are all sales for all categories. And then what I do is I convert this to a column, and I can resize this to fill the entire view. And I love this feature as well. And then I come up to the quarter, and then I go ahead and add the quarter to the vertical multiples. On the layout ribbon, I then specify the grid, and I lay this out to be 4x3. So now what we're seeing are the sales by quarter. By category. And let's just make this clearer to see. So I go ahead and put this in full screen mode, and here we see it. For each of the quarters, broken down by categories that we see down here, what the sales were that we achieved. Okay, the next part of the demonstration then is to go ahead and save this. So on the File tab, we have the ability to save, to print, even export to PowerPoint. And believe me, and I don't have time in this demonstration, but when you export to PowerPoint, it includes that interactivity, providing you have connectivity to the report itself. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and save it. I will save it back to the Power Pivot gallery. Remember, that's where I launched this authoring experience from. And I'll name this Sales Analysis. And when I click back in the browser, it takes me back to the Power Pivot gallery. And we get to see not just the workbook that I uploaded, but the Power View reports also appear here with their previews. So users, without actually requesting the report, can preview, and if they want the report, they simply click it, and that just opens up the Power View experience in the browser. Now, providing they have permission to edit the report, they can switch across and edit. Otherwise, what they can do is put it into full screen mode, which is truly a presentation mode that provides maximum use of the real estate on the screen. Great for presentations in meetings. Okay, so there we see the report. I'm going to switch across to full screen mode. I'll just point out to you in the bottom left corner, we have the ability to navigate between the different views. And in the bottom right corner, we have the ability also to move between them as pages. So take me to the first, take me to the second. And note here when I switch back to the first, the ability for the user not just to interact. For example, show me what Jillian sold. And let's take a look at that from the point of view of the components sold at warehouse level. And let me pop out this chart. But I'm also interested when I pop it back in to know, well, what was it like for a different calendar quarter? And so I can come to the filters area, and then I can configure something different and say, well, I'm now interested in the previous quarter. And there we go. So that pretty much concludes the presentation. It showed how to upload a Power Pivot workbook. A tabular BI Somatic model is a requirement for Power View. A Power Pivot workbook was used in this demonstration. How to launch Power View, and then how to simply, with a minimal number of clicks, to create presentation-ready, highly interactive reports and to save them. Thanks very much for watching.